WIRX, everything that rocks.
All righty, here we go. Good morning, 7:10. It's Brackets Hunter.
We should play Click, Click, Boom this morning.
Click, Click, Boom.
That would be a good one for you.
Yeah. It'd
be good. That's all the deer are listening to that. Get themselves like that.
Boom!
Ah!
Lights out!
Today, cloudy with some light snow on and off during the day, high of 32. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 25. Friday, partly sunny, little warmer, high of 40. And then Saturday, cloudy, chance of snow in the morning. Then a mix of rain and snow during the day, high of 38.
Hmm.
Ready for your morning dump?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
No, not November. Still going strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
You are so full of it.
No.
You are so full
yeah,
of it.
I do
not believe it.
I am full of it.
I know you, Hunter. I know. You have way too much downtime.
Why do you think I wanted to go fishing so bad yesterday? So I was sitting at home. All I was thinking about... is this November? I'm like, I got to get outside and
get outside
something.
And do something, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't believe you one bit.
It's tempting.
I don't believe you one bit. You probably got rags all over your house.
Towels.
Oh, God. All right. Well, Hunter's still lying about that. He'll never admit it, but whatever. Speaking of getting off, self-driving vehicles will lead to a rise in car sex. This is according to a new study.
Yeah.
People will be more likely to eat, sleep, and engage in on-the-road hanky-panky with self-driving cars. Now, researchers believe that by 2040, self-driving cars are going to be commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
More commonplace, anyways.
I would have thought that.
What? Real quick, though, let's think about that, Hunter. Because when I first read this, I was like, 2040, that's so far away. That's 21 years away.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nuts?
It's not that.
Do you think about it?
Yeah.
It's only 21 years away. You and I will be
40.
You and I will be 53.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
That's nuts. We're going to have self-driving cars in our 50s.
I really think it's going to be before that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I'm saying 2030.
Really?
Yeah. If not before that.
Here's the thing.
I already have them.
I love driving. I do. I enjoy it, but... I do also like during like long road trips, it'd be nice just to be able to kick back, you know, enjoy the scenery, maybe read a book, play a game. You can play a board game essentially, you know, I mean, watch a movie. Almost, it'd be almost like flying.
Dude, the cars are amazing.
Yeah.
Have you been in anything like that?
No, got nothing like that. But I've seen concepts. Here's the one thing I don't like. In some of the concept cars, it shows like the front seats are turned backwards. So back is... That I don't like.
Turning your back to the road?
I don't like that one bit.
The road doesn't like it either.
I have no problem with it having self-driving cars, especially in cities. I don't know if I trust that yet just because there's so much congestion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I've told you before, like our trip out to Montana, I was so zoned out mostly anyways. I was looking around and everything. You know, you got the cruise control set at 85 and you're just going. Mm-hmm. So in a big open area like that, I don't think it would be a problem.
You know, like you were saying, the seats rotate too, 180 degrees.
Yeah.
Imagine being a kid and acting up in the back seat. All of a sudden, dad rotates around. As he's rotating around, he's undoing his belt.
You're like, knock it off back there. I swear to God, I'll turn this seat around.
Because everybody knows about the reach behind this, dad reaching behind the seat, slapping your leg or grabbing or pinching you or something.
We had to put our hands up on top of the seat, and then he would hit the top of our hand. Worse was when he wouldn't get a good strike, and it made him even more angry.
Right.
Oh, we're just like, oh, no, you got it. Oh, that hurt. Oh, ow. Oh,
Now,
it's like, put it back up here.
Now dad can rotate around.
You
know what? Lean over my lap, son.
Just beat the ever-living crap out of you.
He's got a wooden spoon in the car ready to go.
Of course, it's not going to happen now because kids nowadays don't get beat.
Right.
You know what?
It's true.
It's okay, little Timmy. They're going to turn their seats around and they're going to eat their little tofu burgers and they're going to sing Happy La La, Everyone's a Winner songs. No one's getting beat. It's ridiculous.
You know, we were driving my wife's car somewhere the other day, a long distance, and we had it on cruise control, cruising down the highway, and she's got a 2018 Honda. It's a pretty nice car.
Yeah, it is a very nice car.
And so we're on cruise control, and I get pretty close to the car behind me, and the car slows down. And so I take a left to go around the car. Boom, speeds back up to its, you know, cruise speed.
Oh.
So it's got sensors on the car in the front and back.
We already have sensors and stuff like that.
It was weird. I didn't have to touch the brake. I didn't have to do anything.
Robot.
It was really satisfying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Well, it's good for you because you failed your driver's test the first go around. So
all I got to do is steer. I could do that.
I could do that. Not that well, but I could try.
You know, if they had these damn things back when I took my driver's ed course, you know?
A plus, bro.
A plus.
A plus. All the stars. All the stars. So, yeah, there's going to be people getting it on. If you go past a self-driving car and there's curtains all the way around,
right.
Those people are doing it.
Oh, they're doing it.
They're doing it. Good for them. Good for them. Lastly, just because you eat like garbage doesn't mean you can't rock the six-pack.
Huh?
This is another cool technology thing. Not only are we going to have sex in cars, but our phones can give us six-packs.
Yeah.
There's this app called Manly, Body Muscle Editor Pro, which allows you to add a tan, six-pack abs, tattoos, and beard if you want. You know what? Women have been doing it for years.
Yeah.
They've been taking those up-high shots.
Snapchat
all the contouring
filters, man.
Filters. Guys should be allowed to as well.
Yeah.
You know what? It's just a bunch of fatties meeting up. You're like, you don't look anything like your profile. You were supposed to have abs.
It's like, damn,
you're supposed to be hot.
John really turned his life around. You see this recent picture of him?
Dude, he's jacked, bro.
He's jacked. He's got like a 24. He looks like He-Man, for God's sake.
Do they have a tanned ripped Jesus filter on there? Can I get the tanned ripped Jesus?
Right. It's like a glass of wine in the hand. And just
spring break 02 Jesus. It comes with a puka shell and the head of tattoo. Tan ripped Jesus. Just that's what I want.
To the max.
That's the filter I want.
Yes.
That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
The morning.